This is the local VK5 news segment. And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a brief report from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. At last Wednesday's Tech Night, Graham, VK5WX, gave an informative and in-depth presentation on basic web design and an insight into the complexities of creating the new club website. Very interesting and sometimes confusing presentation, well explained, well done, Graham. The table has been booked at the Midway Tavern in Yorktown, and thank you to all who have responded to my email, and to those who have still to respond, there are still seats available at the table. The day is Wednesday, date 30th of May, time 6 p.m. Look forward to seeing you there. The June Tech Night will be a club project preparing the mail out to hams in our area, inviting them to drop in to the club for a chat. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday, the 6th of June. The club meets on the 1st and 3rd Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 8th of June, and the next social morning at the Shack will be on the 9th of June. The AHARS Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. The technical session for the 23rd of June will be a look at radio test gear that is handy around your shack. And July the 28th, the topic will be power supplies for ham radio. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. If you're not getting the AHARS group emails, it means we do not have your email address. A big thank you to Barry, VK5BW, who has been sorting out the AHARS database that has got into quite a mess over the years. Please email Barry, VK5BW, at wia.org.au with your email address if you're not getting the AHARS group emails. Rest assured your email address will be kept confidential, as all group emails are sent out as blind carbon copies that do not display the recipient's email addresses. The topic for the June the 21st general meeting has not been finalised yet, but I have two options for that date. Stay tuned to the broadcast and have a look at the website a few days before the meeting. Looking further ahead in July, Peter, VK5PX, will conduct a quiz based on exam questions, and August the 16th, Wayne, VK5APN, will be talking about Earth-Moon-Earth communications. The next member's show and tell will be on Thursday the 18th of October, so you still have time to start on a new project or finish your UFO. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp at wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week. Catch you next week. 73.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Bookings for our 2018 convention fox hunts and the Sunday night dinner are now flowing in, and I would therefore suggest that you get in quickly if you wish to be part of the action. Fox hunt bookings should be emailed to Andrew, VK5 Kilo Echo Tango, via VK5KET at wia.org.au. and will cost you or your team $30 for the full weekend of events. Dinner bookings should be emailed to Cole, VK5 Hotel Charlie Foxtrot, via VK5 Sierra Romeo at wia.org.au. That's VK5SR at wia.org.au, and will cost $25 per head. Children under 12 are admitted free. Please advise any special requirements for meals, for example gluten-free, lactose intolerant, etc., in the email, along with the names of people who will be attending. Details of our banking for EFT payments will be sent via email on request. Please note that numbers for the Sunday night dinner are capped at 80, so book early. Once again, the dinner will be three courses, with a choice of roast beef or roast chicken for the main. During the course of this year's convention, Joe, VK3YSB, and wife Julie, VK3FOWL, will be giving demonstrations on kit building and surface mount soldering, using lead-free solder. They have done a lot of research on using this solder and feel that they have it mastered now and swear it's every bit as good as the rosin cord solder was. They plan on running some competitions using the lead-free solder, and there will be prizes on offer for the best efforts. We are hoping to have some kids along for them to encourage into the hobby. Changing topics, our newly built Longburn Yagi for 2 metres is now ready to be put on the club's tower, and arrangements are in hand with organising a crane to get it safely installed as soon as possible. We are having some problems with the power supply for our IRLP station, which is solar powered, and this will be investigated as soon as possible as well. We are unsure if the solar panel is not quite up to the job in this very overcast weather, or if the battery has failed, but there is definitely a problem up there. Please bear with us, as we will get it fixed as soon as we can. The repeater drops out very quickly after key down, so we know there is a problem. Our meeting in Millicent went very well, and a good number of members travelled over from the Mount for the event. Some had dinner at the venue, and some of Bill VK5WCC's gear was sold off after the meeting. The rest of Bill's gear has either been snapped up by club members or will be sold at the convention. Ross from Strictly Ham will be at our convention again this year, and we'll have the new ICOM 7610 with him for us to drool over. David, VK5HDW, should be back on HF after Greg, VK5ZGY, climbed his tower recently to restore David's HF antennas. The galahs and cockatoos have had a field day, pardon the pun, chewing through most of David's coax and rendering the system useless. If anyone has a way of getting rid of these pests, or at least convincing them not to visit his tower and antennas, I'm sure that he would love to hear from you. That pretty much brings us up to date for this week. Therefore, as usual, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from North East Radio Club, plus my special report on the 2018 WIA Annual General Meeting. Yes, I'm back from the Gold Coast. Had a very nice time up there. The weather was excellent. Like they say, beautiful one day, perfect the next. And there was never a cloud in the sky. Not sure that I'd like to live in the Gold Coast. I know a lot of people retire there, but living in one of those big tall towers in one of those apartments wouldn't appeal to me. I'd have to stick a squid pole out the window and everybody'd think I was fishing, and they'd be right, I'd be fishing for DX. The AGM was held at SeaWorld, and I stayed in the resort hotel there, which had some transportation problems. The nearest bus stop was a kilometre away, and I got lots of exercise, but yeah, I should have taken up the other option that I had from Novotel. It would have been cheaper, and the tram went right past the door. Anyway, the AGM was held, and there was quite a good number of people present, quite a few VK5s, and all the business was transacted without any problems, and there was a very moving minute silence for all the silent keys who were shown on the overhead projector. So, yes, it was very efficiently won. After we had our lunch, we went on to the technical program, and I had a very good time attending some of the technical sessions. It was a very good session on the FT8 Revolution, conducted by Rex Moncor, VK7MO, and yeah, that was very good. A good follow-up to the presentation we had at our club by Charlie, VK5VC. And there was also a lot of other stuff on digital. There was a free digital voice session given by David Rowe, VK5DGR. That was very good also. And also another one on multi-mode digital voice modems by Lindsay Harvey, VK2AMV. And an excellent presentation on Media Scatter by Dr. Kevin Johnson, VK4UH. And he even had a meteorite to pass around, show everybody what makes the meteor trails that are used. And the last technical one I went to was the 630-metre and 2200-metre DXing session by Roger Crofts, VK4YB, but he's got a much bigger backyard than I have to put up those antennas. So all in all, the technical programs were very, very good. And of course, next year's AGM was announced, and the winner is Sydney. So next year's WIA AGM in May 2019 will be held in Sydney. So that should be very good to go to. And yeah, all in all, I had a very good time at the Gold Coast. And of course, the next general meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be Friday the 8th of June at the usual location, the Modbury West Community Hall. And the technical night will be Friday the 22nd of June. And of course, in June, we've got five Fridays. So that means we have our excellent night's dinner on the fifth Friday. So that will be Friday the 29th of June. So I'll let you know where we will be going for the fifth Friday night dinner in June. Of course, in my capacity as Sir Lunchalot at the AGM, we had a marvellous feed on Friday night at the Fisherman's Wharf. Lots of wonderful fish, and the restaurant sort of projected out over the water with lots of nice yachts and everything, and all those big tall skyscrapers lit up in the night sky. It was really something to see. And the Saturday night dinner at the Waterfall Hotel, a Waterfall restaurant in the hotel, was excellent. Beautiful surf and turf, and seemingly a bottomless pit of pavlova. Yeah, really good. Anyway, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.